Yes, it was not very easy for me to share everything because I'm very ignorant in some of the issues that were really discussed, especially energy, security issues, and even climate change. So I learned a lot, actually. But it looked, it seemed to me while listening to the presentations and to the different interventions, that there are clear linkages between the different work packages of new actors, energy security and climate change, two by two, I would say. And while thinking about this, I was wondering, and I put this on the suggestion for you when you are going to meet the three leaders of the three work package, isn't there a linking aspect of all three which could be useful to put at the center of the whole thing? The present food crisis and food security issue, because it is very much linked, of course, to new actors and the emergence of new actors and the fast development of these big actors. It's very much linked to energy security, oil prices, and so on and the like. It's very much linked to climate change. So I'm wondering if it would not be a unifying theme you could think of to bring more coherence, I would say, and maybe be in a position to better integrate the three dimensions. On top of this, as Simon has said, this research project is about EDC 2020, so it's about European development policy. And one knows very well that the agricultural European policy is also very close to all these issues. So I'm wondering if there's not something to be, so just as an input on the substance, not to be here sitting just passing the floor to this person and that person. Thanks very much to all of you. We come to the conclusion of this lounge conference. Thanks very much for all of you who have prepared this research project and made the presentation, and also to all of you who have participated until now. I hope that the presentation has given you a clear idea of what it's all about, what is this ambitious EDC 2020 project all about, what are its approaches, its methods, its objectives, but also the difficulty it presents and the number of questions that were raised and that were very accurate and that have to be taken into consideration. It's not going to be an easy job. It's a big challenge. It's a big challenge in itself as an intellectual endeavor, but it's also a big challenge institutionally for AID and for the member institutions that are part of it. As you know, we take it very seriously. It took us a long time to come to this point to have such a project financed by UG Research. We intend to deliver on that, and we have a good team to do this, and I would like you to thank you once again via the team Thomas Lavo, Carlos Dahek, Chana Finis and Stefan Davis, because they've been doing all the work behind all that, and they are going to continue to work hard to help it deliver. Thanks very much. Have a safe journey back home, and see you, of course, probably sometime next year, because we will have, I guess, a conference, you know, to have a sort of presentation of progress report on this research. It's not clear yet, but I'm sure we'll meet again. Thanks to all of you. Yes, of course, yeah, and then I hope that many of you will be in Geneva in 3 weeks' time to the AID General Conference, which is, as you know, on global governance and sustainable development, so very much linked to some of the issues we've been discussing here. So see you in Geneva, end of the month. Okay, bye.